Thank you, Madam Chair. I would like to congratulate you on your designation as president of the preparatory committee. I assure you of the full support and cooperation of my delegation. Madam Chair, Brazil attaches great importance to the CCW. By ratifying all protocols to the CCW, Brazil has demonstrated its firm commitment to international humanitarian law and to the protection of human life and dignity in the context of armed conflicts. Brazil expects that the fifth review conference will successfully review the status and implementations of the CCW and its protocols. We underline the need to be creative and balanced when discussing the implementation of CCW protocols, as well as to take into account legitimate security concerns. Brazil believes that the proposal examined during the last meeting of experts of a political declaration on IEDs is an efficient way to express the strong commitment of states' parties to deal with the challenge of IEDs. During the review conference, main committee 2 will consider proposals for additional protocols to the convention. In light of the recent technology developments and evolving circumstances in the battlefield, it is important that states address the compliance of new types of weapons with international law, in particular IHL. Over the last 3 years, the CCW has conducted discussions on lethal autonomous weapon systems. Brazil appreciated the discussions held during the last informal meeting of experts on laws last April. Time has come to build upon the knowledge gathered in previous years and launch a formal process under a stronger and balanced mandate. In this regard, we believe that the recommendations of the meeting of experts provide an excellent basis for decisions in December. Madam Chair, despite exhaustive discussions since 2001, we have been unable to overcome the divergence of views regarding mines other than antipersonal mines. Brazil believes that anti-vehicle mines are a valid and relevant element of a country's defense strategy. We strongly believe that any new obligations with respect to AVMs must not entail additional costs in terms of financial and technological requirements, which would impact developing countries disproportionately. That is particularly true regarding the key issues of detectability and active life span of MOTAP. We do not favor the adoption of any requirements that would entail the need of adapting or even replacing existing stocks of AVMs at excessive financial and operational costs. Madam Chair, Brazil looks forward to a fruitful exchange of views. We are ready to contribute in the best way possible to a successful review conference. Thank you.